Last month, Governor Ron DeSantis released his budget proposal, which is providing some insight into his health care priorities for the coming year. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa discussed those priorities with Mary Mayhew. She's secretary of the state's Agency for Healthcare Administration. They start by discussing funding for people with disabilities, including $95 million in new Medicaid money and another $240 million to offset budget deficits in the Agency for Persons with Disabilities.
This proposed funding comes at a time when the legislature has been debating an overhaul of the Medicaid waiver program. Do you think this proposal will impact those plans in the legislature?
The focus for the governor in his budget is to preserve the vital safety net. And within Medicaid, the core mission is to serve individuals who are elderly, the disabled, and extremely low-income families. When we talk about individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, we're talking about the 45-year-old with Down syndrome who is living with his parents who are 85 years old. What the legislature is focused on, what the governor is focused on, is how do we give peace of mind to that 85-year-old couple when they're no longer able to or no longer around, that their son is going to be properly taken care of. That's at the heart of this discussion.
Do you think the governor is using this money to show that this is a priority for his administration?
He is absolutely acknowledging the increased costs that have occurred over the last few years, and we are working collaboratively with the legislature. This is challenging. We don't live in a world of unlimited resources, so we have to, and the legislature has to, evaluate a number of competing priorities, but this is truly a fundamental core responsibility of the Medicaid program.
The governor also included $20 million in the budget proposal to implement the Canadian Drug Importation Law that passed in the spring. How will that money be spent?
We are pursuing this path to get approval from the federal government to allow the importation of prescription drugs from Canada to support the state programs that today incur significant costs, the Department of Corrections, Medicaid, the Department of Children and Families. What we still need is an entity, a vendor, that will help to administer the program, be responsible for all of the quality and safety requirements that we expect will be established by the federal government. So that $20 million request is to support that contract. We have forecast around $150 million in savings annually as a result of this effort.
So is this kind of like a one-time startup fee, or do you imagine that this will be an ongoing yearly fee?
Given the expectations on this vendor, the work that needs to be done to constantly monitor where the prescription drugs are coming from, to verify that they are safe, to comply with the track and trace requirements under the Food and Drug Administration, these will be ongoing costs associated.
On to hospital funding. It appears in this budget that the governor did not propose cutting Medicaid funding for hospitals and nursing homes that care for the poor, elderly, and disabled people. He also didn't propose redirecting hundreds of millions of dollars in Medicaid funds away from hospitals with large Medicaid caseload. That has been a source of debate in the legislature in the past. Where does the administration stand on that?
The governor is interested in seeing a longer-term strategy for hospital payments, one that is driving efficiency and effectiveness, that we are evaluating the quality of the outcomes, that we are preserving vital access to individuals who are on Medicaid, who are uninsured. Right now, we still have a number of different programs that have been in place for some time that clearly we would like an opportunity to evaluate, so that we're looking 5 years out, 10 years out, where do we need to see the hospital system in Florida, and how do we support that through payment and policy reform?
That was Mary Mayhew, Secretary of the State's Agency for Healthcare Administration, speaking with Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa. You can find more coverage of healthcare in Florida, issues around Medicaid, hospital payments, insurance, access to care. It's all part of Health News Florida, and that coverage is at WUSFnews.org.